Okay. Fine. Fine. Pass the torpings down. The negation. We did it. The Gemara. You're not kavei. Me needed by ziva. You're not kavei. Ves. Being nowadays that we don't do the need the ziva process, being that it's people all the cheshbonos we saw, people make mistakes. Then kaviyas ves different in chilek between may need may ziva, and therefore one nowadays would yes be kaviyas ves during may need may ziva. So the Shafia says that even though we say that we are kaviyas ves may need may ziva, that's dafka lachumra. That we say kaveh ves mini me diva, that is thing that we all know and make mistakes, therefore we go ahead and lachumra, we go come on gonna come in some kaveh ves. And lahko davka shle mini me ziva, it's lahko davka shle mini me ziva. If it's lahko as we davka shle mini me ziva, the shachis of katan ayin aleph brings down such a thing. That the only time we see Ramban says kaveh nida mini me ziva is manazah. Why kaveh nida mini me ziva is manazah? Being that we're not bucking in the chesbonos, therefore Yekavei need a meeting zivir b'zman hazeh. Zak the Shach, you should know that's only if one wants to be meikel. The halacha is that has to be shleiman and need a meeting zivir. You can't go ahead and be kaveya a vest and say now I'm musulakas. Let's say I told you you may need a meeting zivir. I'm kaveya vest now. So beginning the gemara is not a kaveya vest. It's kaveya vest and you may need a meeting zivir. Therefore, I can't go ahead and now say, oh, I'm musulakas. I don't have to do other vestas, or I don't have to do if you're machmor, think of finals hashmash, whatever the chumras and kulis are. Therefore, Shach says that dafka le chumra, mashenkein le kulis. So Tosh Shlom says that lefiza, it's a little bit shreya to say that, because the whole, one of the words of why we say that we're not machalik, you may need to make ziva, because people are not bucky in the kviyas vestas, and people are the only difference, people make mistakes. According to Shach, you still have to keep all the cheshbonos. You have to know when you may need this, when you may zip this, because whenever I make a vest, I only take a lechumra and not a kula. I'll come out of the that one has to constantly be keeping chesed in the vest. It's leshamanu that people nowadays keep chesed of you may need this, may be vest. Therefore, Torah Shlomo says, and no, once we were hukva, then we're not mechakim, you may ziva, chilek of that was, is that you do not have to go to be chesed for vestis if you have a kviyas vest, being lechumra, being lekula, one does not have to go out to be chesed for it. So the shayla is, but what's the taich? Why should that be? Lamaisa, if really she is seeing you, you bring kaveh vest, you may zivas. And midina the gemara that we're not pixed the vest. So just because nowadays though we're confused, we don't know when what the vests are exactly, and therefore we're going to say, I have to go and be machim, but what right does one have to take a lekula? The chayyur, the shach is a vei shakatayna. Like, why do you have a right to take a lekula to go ahead and say that I don't have to be chayshish for the old vestas, or take it, or I don't have to do old vestas, or I don't have to question the bainus. L'chara is only kaveh during the main of Ziva, and that's not really a minute, then it's not going to be considered a kaveh smash. So the taich is either you have to say that the whole vestas is only rabbinical. Once Chazal said that we're not going to be mechalik to need the main Ziva, so heim omru, that across the board just to keep life simple, otherwise it's too complicated. And therefore, he may mumru, and therefore that would be the taste of Torah. That would be the taste. Why do not be Christians? Or you have to say, "Chad is maybe it's leshkiach." Another plan to say it's leshkiach. When it's time, I do not be Christians. That is a minyan meziva. Why is the only why not kaveh minyan meziva? It's not a normal thing to do. Being that's not a normal thing to do, so when it's time, I do not have to worry about it. Being that it's time, I do not have to worry about it. So, therefore, I do not have to worry about it. And therefore, that's the reason why I do not have to be Christians for it. Maisa v'chein or minig like a Torah Shlomim, leishamana that people see the chesed and you may need the meziva. They see either one of those two plans, changing mamru v'mamru, or being that tashkiach, one does not have to be chesed. Right, they get a more complicated than that. Right, you'd have to go to the chesed and say tashkiach or something, you know, saying some other plan. But Mechabit Siflam Bey says that pam isha kaveila ves v'teich ves. That we saw Vestus. The person can have a vest, it's possible for one to have two different vestas. And it's called a vest to take vest. What's the case of vest to take vest? With the mechabe that if she saw three times we say this, and the fourth time we saw bays, and the fifth and the sixth, she could wear three vestas. Three times we say this. And I saw or Shredes, and it's a base three times in a row, so therefore I'm going to have two vestas. So the Chiddush of Mechaber is that having two vestas are not serious to each other. Like having two Vesachredes, what's Vesachredes? Vesachredes is that the day of the month causes the person to go out to sea, right? Is it the Moel? Is it the day of the month? Okay, so Barichas, the Azra. Like upon him, the month causes you to see. So over here in Mechadish, that if the day is the going for you to have a vest, it's not a steer having two times, two goyons in the month. Therefore, base could be a goyon and your zayin could be a goyon. Therefore, you can have a vest to take a vest, and you can have two vests in the Mechadish, and they're not going to be steerous to each other. So this comes very negay. A lady who has. It was all messed up, which is why she messed up, maybe because of pills, or she's messed up. What do you say? And she's always seeing, so you can end up having two Yemei Achredishes. Sometimes after people go off pills, you're seeing a lot of times. And there are a lot of different variations where a person could be like seeing vessels close to each other. So they always ask, I have to do again a Yemei Achredish, like another one. It's Mechaber and Shainim, and therefore two Yom HaChodesh and Astur to each other, and you have to keep two less Yom HaChodesh. Now the case in Mechaber was they saw three Yom HaChodeshes, and then he saw three times Beis or Chof, we'll discuss that in a minute. And they do that as a suffix. Why did he say he saw 4, 5, and 6? Why did he say he saw three times? Let's say he just saw three Alephs, and then on the three Alephs, you have a Vesca of one, and next time I change to one Riyah, I see Beis, Chaf, whatever it is. Do I have to be Chayshish or not?
What's this case?
If I have a Vesca of one, I say of Gimel Chayshish. Three times. Next month I see Yud Gimel and Yud Zayin. Do I have to be Chayshish for Yud Zayin the next month? The Mechabi seems to say, what's the case of Mechabi? Mechabi says, I saw Vesca of Vesca because I have three Rish Chayshishes. Then it's a three times another day, that's Vest Tefesh. So is he saying that just because he's trying to get us to a Vest, two Vest Kavuas, that's what he's trying to do, that's what he's trying to accomplish? Or is he just trying to tell us that the only time you have to be Choshish, once I have already a Vest Yimei Choshish, is only if I have a Kavua. If I'm not Kavua, if I'm not Kavua, I'm not going to have to be Choshish. Why should that be? Because I have a Vest Kavua. So my Vest Kavua is Gimel Chayish. Then I see one time Yud Zayin. So maybe if I only see one time, I do not have to be Chayish, I'm starting a new pattern or having two Gorim, because having two Gorim is something which is not so common, it's not so Shkiach. So therefore I do not have to be Chayish that two things are going on unless I have 4, 5, and 6. Or Pshat is no. He's just saying it because he's just trying to get two best kibbuahs, and if I'm a best in a kibbuah, I would yes have to be chushish. Right? That's an idea. Now, the chayat is open Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody has a best kibbuah, he changed one time, he had to raise both. So, what exactly is the conversation? The answer is the conversation is that the Gemara is talking about, I have a best kibbuah for Gimel Chayadesh. Next month I saw Yizayin Chayadesh. I didn't see Gimel. So now when I get to Yizayin, I have to go to be chushish. We're talking about I saw three times Gimel, one time Yizayin. Next month I saw again on Gimel. So I see I'm back to my Gimel, I'm on my Gimel pattern. Now the Shad Nebbi is, do I say, I also should be Chayish Yud Zayin because maybe I'm starting another whole pattern? Or no, in as much I'm a Gimel Tekiyid, so therefore I don't have to worry that I'm starting this Vesta Tekaves, unless I'm Kaveyit, then I have to be Chayish for it before that, I would not have to be Chayish for it. There's a suffix of Nid Yehuda brought down in the Pesachei Shucha. Now the case where the Mechaber brings down is an interesting case. The case Mechaber brings down, he says he saw Aleph, and then he switches it to Beis. Three times Aleph, three times Beis. So the Shach is a little bothered by that. Chayr, any nachin. By the way, Beis Achayr have a Beis Amitzufim. You see Beis Amitzufim. If you see Beis Amitzufim, we saw, what do you always go Vasser? You go Vasser at the beginning of the Riyah. Like we saw in Sifu Yikim Abaga. Therefore, the Shach a little bothered by if he's saying he saw three. Why is the case that Shemar saw three times Alva and he saw three times Beis? The Chorav saw three times Alva, three times Beis. The Chorav, you are flowing into the next Riyah. If you're flowing into the next Riyah, you always go back to the beginning of the Riyah. So why is Mechaber say such a case? Therefore, the Shach says the Iker Gersa is not Beis. The Iker Gersa is going to be so three times Aleph, three times Chaf. But if you see Aleph Beis, you always go Basar, the beginning of the Riyah, and you don't go Basar, the Hemshech Riyah. He's changing the Gersa to Chaf. There are two Gersas, the Gersa of Beis and the Gersa of Chaf. Now, Choyer, what is totally a little bit in what we saw. Possibly maybe we'll tell you a little bit more. We saw that back then. Let's say a lady saw, stopped, and saw again. If you float straight in the family, what's clear real? Let's say you saw and you had a break in between. Saw, totally stopped, and then like the next day started again. Is that a Hemshech Ariya or that's going to be considered a new Ariya? There's a case of Kepe Dadi Gemoza. The lady saw 3 days. So you go back to Kriya Ariya. Let's say she did not see. She saw, stopped, started again. Do you have to be Kriya? That's two separate Ariyas. Or you say it's all considered a Hemshech Ariya. So you saw Arichas Gael of Mevuchat HaChavizdas, HaChashochan, and others. The approach of the HaChashochan was that, in Parashat Yimoyim, that if you have a 24-hour break in between, and Hakanami, we look at it as two separate Riyas, and instead of two separate Riyas, and if you have three Choshes for both of them. If you go with the Zab plan, so then maybe that's Kavib Shah and Mechavri. So Aleph, 9 o'clock in the morning, take a break. You saw Beis, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I totally stopped, and then it could be considered two separate Riyas, and Lav Dafka, you go Basar at the beginning of the month. The Shach seemingly doesn't even have a Zatzad. Like the Shach says, he doesn't understand such a thing. How could it be? You always go Basar at the Chidus Ariya, and you always go Basar at the beginning. Like, why doesn't he just say, you took a break? Because the Shach doesn't have such a Tzad of such a Tzad. But going to the two gears is a Choyro. Should be telling that rate. And there's what makes something one real. If you take a break for some amount of time, you look at it as a hemshich, we look at it as a separate thing. We serve the Hashem and Baisimon to say a 24-hour break would be enough. If that's the plan, then maybe I can make the Kimta, at least so Aleph, and with a 24-hour break, and so it pays in the afternoon, and maybe that could be Shana Mechav. I go on, the Shach changes and he says, so Aleph of Chayesh, and he saw Chof of Chayesh. So I go on, this is very important to remember. Two Yom Chayeshes are not austere to each other, and you can always have two Yom Chayeshes. And those two things not too steep. What about two aflagas? Can we have two aflagas? Have a 40-day aflaga and then have a 30-day aflaga. Are the two aflagas to each other? So that was what we discussed by Richas with Shachel, they're what?
No.
Right? Vestas are always like a Vesarucha, they're always inherently mysterious to each other. If I can never have two Vestas, opinion of the Beis Meir was that Vestas are not like a Vesarucha, and therefore I could, yes, have maybe two. And they're not going to be mysterious to each other. Fine. Yeah, Clara?
Saying,
we're swinging a lot of small different topics today, so if it's going too quick, let me know. What?
Where do we see even by Vashayim
and Kavua? For sure you could have, because you know which is the Iker. The Chiddush is we have a Kavua, and then maybe this says I have three, and then I go to the another one and I snap back.
Why
once we see the two are not mysterious to each other, because not two Yom Chiddush are not mysterious to each other, so no reason why they shouldn't be mysterious. Doesn't give a clip sheet, that's what I'm saying. No, it doesn't give a clip sheet. Now, the Gemara brings out a case, very, very important case, which I'm not sure how commonly known it is. That lady sees Rosh Chodesh, 2 months in a row. The third month in a row, you see Chafei, and you also see Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara, the first two Rias were, first time you saw was in Rosh Chodesh. The third time, even though maybe you saw beforehand, it's already Mayim Pesuach, and you're already falling in, and you're seeing. So like the Gemara, you are going to be Kaveh Aves in that case. One more time.
Flowing from Chafei through Rosh.
You said it's Rosh, I didn't say it's Rosh.
Yeah.
I didn't say it's Rosh. We'll get that in a second. Let's get the case clear. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, you saw it two times Rosh Chodesh, and you saw Chafei Rosh Chodesh, and you saw it Rosh Chodesh. A person here that doesn't know any Gemara, doesn't know anything, right? You just say, we're only Vessels for like already 2 months already. That's not Kaveh Aves. I have two Rosh Chodeshes. Hey, well, it depends if you flow or didn't flow. Okay, whatever. I mean, whatever. It's like the Gemara. Batsam the Ikari is by Shredesh. Dum Yisere Taisuva. It's extra Dum Yisere, which you saw. I think they saw extra Dum Yisere Taisuva. Therefore, it's going to be a Kavia Shredesh for Shredesh. It's going to be considered Kavia Shredesh for Shredesh. And that's going to be a Kavia Shredesh. Now, in that, so it's could come up very often. In other words, you have two Rias on the same day. Third time you go a little bit earlier. You also see on the day of the month, then I guess it didn't have a Kriyas Ves. It can be a very, very common case. Because once you have two times, the third time you're going earlier and you're seeing into it, very tachin you can have a
best, which is the flowing into
so, okay, I got that in a second. We'll get that in a second. Now, first, in the case of the Gemara, the two sides have to discuss. Is this a vest being the kula de mechumra? Or is it a vest? What? Or is it a vest only the chumra and not the kula? The question is, I see Rosh Chodesh, next month. I have a Rosh Chodesh, do I have to be Chodesh for Chavei also? Or I just Chodesh just for Rosh Chodesh, I do not have to be Chodesh for Chavei. Normally the Lachy is, one who has a Vest Kavua, the Lachy is the only Chodesh for the Vest Kavua, you do not have to be Chodesh for the Vest Kavua. The question is over here, does one have to be Chodesh for the Vest Kavua or not? So the Beit Seisa brings down, Pamakim Rosh Chodesh, Vahe 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 And he says, "Yechoshes v'shchoshes, also choshes for chafay." The mechaber, the Torah says, "Yechoshes for v'shchoshes, v'shchoshes chafay, v'shchoshes, and yechoshes for v'shchoshes as kavua, and chafay as any kavua." In fact, the Bach, why is that true? We don't find normally if somebody has a vest kavua, one does not have to be choshes for vest any kavua. So why over here are we saying it's v'shchoshes, 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 v'shchoshes and chafay? It's like the Bach. And the chafei is extra. The chafei is going to be extra, but it's not ikaria. But that's not a value, it's just a chashash. Therefore, you have the mic. Therefore, it's like the Torah, you have to chayish for both. The chayish is maybe in kaveh of Vesu Shredesh, and also maybe, and it's dumb you say, maybe chafei is ikaria. You have to chayish for both. And the Torah Chumri, you're going to have to be chayish for both. Therefore, what happens? If you have two times in a row with Shredesh, third time Chafei, third time with Shredesh, you're going to have to go to Chumra. You have to Chesh Chafei, you have to Chesh Shredesh, you have to Chesh for Anubanus, you have to Chesh for everything, because only the Chumra we're saying maybe Ulai, that means Seru. What's that mean Seru Tesla? It means Ikaria was Shredesh, and Ikaria was Shredesh, and Chafei was just like extra, came earlier, it was Makdim, and Ikaria, Sibes Hadavar is the Shredesh Shabbat. Therefore, you have to chayish for both. Saying you have to chayish for both. What do you say? It sounds like it's mistaver. Like it's a very stark at sound to say such a thing. Therefore, you know, it's a mistaver to say such a thing. It's not a hachura that we're going to say that, whatever, but it's mistaver like that. And therefore, the maitse, we're going to be chayishes. Therefore, we're going to have to be chayishes for both. Now, is it talking about, the Gemara is not clear, did I see Chafei straight? Chafei, Chafei, that's just 7 days straight. Or you saw Chafei break and you saw again Rosh Chodesh. It'll be interesting, as we were just looking through Hilchos Nida, different, like how long people see, right? The Chabur says 2 or 3 days, you know, the later Chabur says maybe it's 4 or 5 days, like, well, 5, 6. So the Gemara says, Chafei, did you see straight into Rosh Chodesh? And that was the case the Gemara picked. And like they saw a lot of days. It could be, depending on, I guess, Malay Chaser, how many days it's going to be. Or you saw Chafei, took a break. And then you saw Rosh Chodesh again. And that's the Shaila. Do we say Chafei is like, we say Rosh Chodesh is like, not clear in the Gemara. Chavez Das, back in Kufay Dalas, said these, when he has Isham Shamna Vesta, that he says you can have a lot of different Vestas. He has the way he makes the cases. You saw Gimel, then you saw Beis Gimel, Aleph Beis Gimel. Remember that Chafei Dalas of Beis, that whole variation of with Gimel, Beis Gimel, Beis Gimel, whatever. There, he's making it that you saw straight. He saw Gimel 2 times, and he saw Beis Gimel, and he makes a case that he saw straight, flowing straight into it, and he's definitely understanding that the Gemara is, even if you float straight into it, we're not going to say that go Basit Chidas Ria, we're going to say that the Ikari is later on, and you're going to have to be choishes for
why were 2 times
both of it.
Because it's a mistake saying that that she's on a schedule. Weiter. Weiter. B'mei Chazal. It's a little hard for us to plug into this a little bit because, weiter. B'mei Chazal, normally everyone was on a kvias. Everyone was on schedule. And that's why things, everything was very scheduled. So I saw two times on schedule. One time was off schedule. We say, yeah, I'm still on schedule. Just like, first day, I'm saying. But then we told them in a stand that there's a schedule going on, and therefore we say it like that. Yeah. Now, let's have a look with snapback on this. Let's say it's two times Rishchadish, Chafei, and then Rishchadish, right? Which Aga, Flog also, Kepshuta would be the same type of thing also. It's not just Rishchadish. If you see two times, let's say you say 2 times 32, the next one 31, 32. What would be the halacha?
It's kodas.
It's like a this. What? 2 times 32, yeah, flag 32, next time, 30,
31, 32. No,
you
see both?
I saw 2 months in a row flag of 32. Third month I saw 29, 30, 31, 32.
No.
It's like the Ramban.
It flows into it. You go to the Sariya, no?
Fight, but Chavzdaz is going to be Yom HaChodesh, you're Kaveh, right? What?
Why is that a snapback?
Yeah, but... Not snapback. I'm not. Before snapback. We just said, Rishchadish, Rishchadish, Chafei, Rishchadish. You're Kaveh Ves. Chavzdas learned, even if you fold straight from Chafei to Rishchadish, you're going to Kaveh Ves. Let's move tough, plug in tough logo. You see, 32, 32, 31, 32.
Why not?
Passes. Yeah, Kipchute. Do the same thing. And it would be Kaveh Ves. So this is like one of the, I guess, make a list of like, of the top five, like, unknown halachas which come up in the Pesachas, so you know this is towards that, right? This give and again, you see two times in a row, and third time you're falling into it. You want to know what the other four is? Discuss it later. That's not on the third time. Ramaz and not talking about the third time.
The third time is different than the first two.
Fine. Now, let's move on to snapback.
When
is Ramaz say in a regular normal case? Here, if it's because on the third time,
the Tchila Saria was in day 30 and she went into day
30. On the third time, we're going to say it's Dami Yaseya, and therefore you're going to. We don't see that, I guess. Fine. Now, in terms of. Right, you don't see Kupay Dal that everyone's arguing on this Chavistas part. No. Wait. The Gemara says, Chavistas, you are Kavevas. That's a Gemara, right? Now, we all know is that when you flow, you don't flow. We don't have so much of a gila in the other achrenim, whether there was or not. And the svarish by dummy same with Tesu Ba, so like, the svarish make a difference whether you float or didn't flow, it's dummy serum. So, if I take a break, I guess it's a little bit easier to hear if you take a break. I took a chafei, so it's chedesh, so that's ikad is chedesh, chafei was just an extra fluke, and don't worry about it, right? Before I chavez das, I guess misvar probably I wouldn't have said like that. I saw chedesh, chedesh.
Well,
this was extra time, since by serious chedesh is a gayer. No, but if there's a 5-day break, I serious chedesh is a gayer, so I'll say whatever. But suppose I have some wild abe chedesh, so what's the chedesh abe of it? Right, if that's the chedesh, just throwing out, so what's the chedesh abe of it then, right? Special, right? If you had a 5-day break, so then especially if you're Kaveh, right? Why would you not be Kaveh? Because it may need this. Because it may need this. And you're not Kaveh, so you need this. And therefore, the Chiddush over is, here you would yes be Kaveh, that's you may need this. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? The Chiddush is Kaveh, you may need this. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Chavis Das come along and saying that even if you flow straight into it, he also wants to go ahead and be Chiddush for it. No, hold on a second. No, it is not when you have 2 and 3rd. The Gemara is talking about a regular case.
It's in case we have
in regular normal case, it's standard.
It's a regular normal case.
It's not a regular normal case.
17, 1, 2, 3, and 2
when we see a pattern happening, right? Rebbe holds your chazak already, right? You know, Shemir holds. You have to have 3 to maxicate. But if we have 2, and then we see a third time like that, it's mustaver to say that we have a pattern coming on over here. Now let's just running out of time. Let's look in terms of snapback when he gave this. Now the lady sees Rishchadish, Rishchadish, Chafei, Rishchadish. Next 3 years, didn't see. On whatever, your Eichert, so all random days. 5 years later, you saw a Chafei through Rosh Chodesh. Do you have to be snap it back to make it a Veskavu on Rosh Chodesh?
Why
are
you
saying
she had regular
Vesper Kodesh? I don't think so, huh? The whole Rambis was Vaiter. I mean, those are our time of the Salacha, like, my, what's going on, Besides, the whole Rambis is, I have two times already, which seems to be a pattern, right? Rebbe holds you have a pattern already. Turns they have a pattern. Shlomo, oh, no, okay, we can't verify the pattern until we have a third time. So, if I go ahead and I see Chafen Resh Kodesh, we'll say, Mistaver, that's the Misayim, I'm going to be Choshesh. But, Stam add the blue, 5 years later, I see one time, Chafeth Resh Kodesh, that's not going to be, that I'm not going to touch it up as W serum and make it into a pattern. So only if I saw two times once in a while like this, and a third month of what has happened, so we have a little, what's going on over here, it's Mistaver like that. But to go, to say later on, to go ahead and say that's not back, that's not Miskaba Alev, and therefore that would not be a problem. Fine. Benigaya, New Beres. Just want to check over there what the schedule is. The Shirait or? Fine. Benigaya Mubaris. So Mechaba brings down Narachas Benigaya Mubaris. So Mubaris, the Gemara brings down Mubaris is Dayashaita. That after 3 months, if she's a real Amti Cheshire, she's a Mafaya, it's going to be Dayashaita. So first is we have Mubaris Tarik Kemuchadasha, and with Mubaris after three months. So I was just making the share of it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to think if we should split the share and just do it tomorrow. Okay, we'll see when we get kicked out. Mubaras Toich Kimuchadash, the Gemara says you are not Musilekas, and therefore if you see Yatukhish Meislais and whole Vestas Toich the first couple of 3 months, you have to be Cheshish for it. The question is, with Manas there, the Matthias says, I'll be Rave, Nashman do not see during the first 3 months. The question is, do we, in Kamasugis and Shabbos, do you say Nishtana Tava, do we say it over here or not? So Moshe has two tshuvas, one with the Gimon Rebez. He wants to say that, yeah, Nishtana Tava, at least don't see the first 3 months. Therefore, you do not have to go in and be Cheshish for Vestas during the first 3 months. Moshe says, another tshuva in Chilik Dalid, maybe Yud Zayin, which was more Machmer. He says, Lamaisa Gdelachan or Machmer, therefore, you did not want to be Makel. Connected the Achrinim and connected the Lacha Pesukah of the Gemara, and he says he definitely wants to be Machmer. Moshe and does not want to be Mekel during the first 3 months. So Moshe did not want to be Mekel. Okay, well, you guys achieve. We mentioned the lady who husband went away and she was Mazana, and afterwards we don't know she's Mazana. And she saw Adam, and she went to the mikveh in between. And the question was, do we say that the child's of Adi Mamzer, being that the husband was out of town, and she went to the mikveh in between, and therefore we should say she's of Adi Mamzer. And we saw a little suspicious activities going on over there. And Kirvegas says that we see that Nashim, during the first 3 months, see. So maybe she's pregnant, and she saw. What's the problem? Ah, it's not so shkir. He says, no, lo matzanu. We don't have to say that. And therefore, Kivayger was not there, the alleged mamzer in Klai Yisrael.
Is he a bad mamzer?
Oh, he said,
Kobe's only saying that to make sure we don't know.
He said, if it's a shana tev, it's not a tev. He wouldn't say it. So he said, therefore, he wants to say that. The kids are... A lot of the Gerchon, I've been using that to say about it. We don't see Nishtana Tavu as Manaz. So, two reasons why, maybe, to why I might say there is Nishtana Tavu, maybe the two reasons why. We can look on it. And one of the Sif in the Shuv in Sugya itself says that. About in the olden days, also, the Gemara, the Gemara says two things. You need 3 months, you need Kidurosh Evarim. A lot of the acts of pregnancy makes a Musalakas. After 3 months, it's like totally Musalakas, like 100% Musalakas. So, even Bismana Gemara, some Sif says that right away you were Musalakas. That Matthias always was. And therefore you were Mislakas right away. The Gemara is saying you have to have a total Mislakas in order to make it a Dayashaita. So therefore, nothing changed. Always you were Mislakas right away. Always was Matzias. It wasn't Shtana Teva. The Sefer says that the Gemara says you need two values to make Mislakas. 3 months plus a pregnancy, then you're 100% good to go. And therefore you want to be Chayshu for it. Therefore, Rebbe Zmana says, similar thing. Said it's not going to be Shtana Teva. Always was like that. And 23 months, sometimes a person sees, and therefore it's not going to sit in Shtana Tava. Some say that the Pshat is that you do see a mole in the first 3 months also. It's not totally uncommon to see. Being that's not totally uncommon to see, that's one of the things which people do see. People have hematomas and things like that during the first 3 months, and therefore that's a type of blood thing which grows, which It comes out, but if you have, you have to be pushing tashas for a while. But akapanim, it is sometimes common to see. So therefore, we're not going to say nistana tava. Nistana tava is muchlat nistana tava. It's not muchlat, of course, nistana tava. We don't say nistana tava. So the ma'isa, what comes out is that what's halacha ma'isa when they get that. So let's say a lady sees two times in the first 3 months, and a third time in the fourth month. So what's going to be the halacha? According to Moshe, you're going to have to be machmer because you saw three times while she was pregnant. We'll get the halacha soon. According to the Medina of the Gemara, it's going to be mutter because you're almost like it's to the third month. You only saw one time during the pregnancy. Possibly.
About two times in the first 3 months?
Maybe telling you what. Okay, we'll come back to that. Because most of the B'dakla is not so Negea, because by the time you figure out you're pregnant, we say, you know, B'dakla, you're past or you're Vestas. So the Negea for lady has so the Negea has Vestas. And the Maisa to be Mako, Maisa himself did not want to be Mako. So,
long base mayor?
So, right, any Cheshbon and stuff, Chumras, you want to be, you could go ahead and be Mako if you want. If you want to be Mako on base mayor, you want to be on the Zuru, you want to be on the Chavatan as well. You don't have to keep stuff like Chazal as Stufe. But Moshe himself did not want to be Mako. In one place, he didn't want to be Mako, but Mako. It's not clear exactly what Moshe's opinion on him, maybe you can vow from Moshe between them. Not clear, I don't know. I'm saying it's not clear exactly what he held. Maybe you can try and vow from Islam, what he held. But right, there's Berakah is not Negev. I don't know if you have a long way, maybe you're upset. You could go ahead and make it. After 3 months, Gemara says she's Daya Shaita. And Nechako Shainim doesn't mean Daya Shaita, and also you do not have to be Chosh Vestas, or it just means Kabe Daya Shaita, and you would yes have to be Chosh Vestas. The Rajma says after 3 months, when it's Hukka Yibua, you're not Kaveh Vest. And there's no kaveis vest. The Ramban over there and says, no, the Gemara only says kavidaya shaita. The Gemara is not talking about benegeya, the halachas of. Gemara is not. Daya shaita means they don't have to go back 24 hours. When you see kavidaya, you have to go.
Still
cheshish
when you see now for the future.
You have to cheshish. Ramban says that the Ramban says you are kaveis vest. The Gemara says misalakas just means kavidaya halacha tayrus. You have to go back 24 hours. So we say it's now. It's now. But kaveis vest, like the Ramban, you yes be cheshish. The Rajb says, no, there is no kaveis vest. Daya Shaita, who had then Kviyas Bas, and you don't have to be cautious for Kviyas Bas. The Torah brings on a more sheet that Yish Gdele Amoyim, Choshe Kedesh Choshe Levesh Eni Kavua, that we have a din of Halacha Levesh Eni Kavua. How do we paskin? Chava paskins that after 3 months, the Halacha is that. Chava paskins after 3 months, you're not kaveh ves, but you choshes the riach she tira kadech she choshes levesh eni kavua, that you yes be choshes for vesh eni kavua, and you be choshes for vesh eni kavua, like the yesh gdol amirim, vesh eni kavua you have, vesh kavua you don't have. The pesach shiva kuf peidah, but then machlik se gdol echrinim, that was she choshes vesh eni kavua, is that only after you saw three times, then we'll choshev v'sheni kavua, or even if you saw one time, choshev v'sheni kavua right away, we're going to have to pisch choshev kuf pei dalid. But down the machlokes tosh, and the gdarei chreinim, I think it was chavez kuf pei dalid, chavez, I think it was, that, no, not chavez. Is it if you hook it three times,
what's the case?
In Muberes, that we say that you're choshev for v'sheni kavua, the halacha is it dafka after one time you see that three chayshes right away chayshes v'shen kavua, only a hooksik when you see three times, then you be chayshes for
during the pregnancy
after 3 months, right? At three times, it doesn't very rarely you ladies see after mola. Very rarely that they see that they're going to see during the pregnancy after 3 months is very very rare, but the machlokes said three chayshes for one time or three times. Now, Medigea, Muberes, Menekes also, Menekes is somebody's, Menekes is Ksidim Musulekes. How long is Menekes for Ksidim Musulekes? Something Mara says, Menekes Musulekes for 24 months. I feel Mesa Vlad, or you can must say, Dom Musulekem, Bam, Kozmani Bura, and you have a din of Musulekes for 24 months. The same thing, Yechoshish Kadesh, Yechoshish Vashani Kavua, and you be Yechoshish like it be chushes for any kavua, and I mean, I guess has a din of any kavua. Here also the place is discussed. Maybe nowadays you say nishtana teva. Nowadays, ladies juicy. Rav Moshe says tzarach lachmer. Why? Because it's nishtana teva. Nowadays, ladies juicy, and then you have to wait to be chushes. The Gdeit Tzor, which are chelik, or Moshe Kappen Mubaris, they say Kappen Menekes L'maisa. Once the ladies start seeing, you have to go to Bichishish, because it's easy to see that they are seeing. I mean, if they are seeing, you have to go to Bichishish.
So it's a fluke.
Well, so it's yeah, so therefore, so like this. So the Maisa, because Maisa is not seeing, you definitely do not have to be Bichishish. After she starts seeing, so the different, I guess, approaches in terms of what you have to be Bichishish. Some say, see one time, maybe it's a fluke. Which is providing a birth control is very common to see. Like 2 weeks, you have to take a birth control very heavy period, or if you're on IUD, you stay in a lot of times. But therefore, it could be a fluke. So some say there's a nusach. Some say like unless you see 3 times, not can be chayshish. Muchzakay see. Like we see, you're saying every month, thing be chayshish. 1 time is a fluke. Some are chayshish already after 2 times. Some are chayshish after 1 time. That's basically counting. Gemara says you must like this. Now we're saying nowadays. So everyone's agreeing a fluke you don't have to be chayshish for. In other words, you have the pill, because you saw the pill, and you saw a lot of dafka, you should have to be chayshish for that, because that could be just a fluke. The question is, once she starts seeing month after month, whatever that is, when she starts slowing down the nursing, or it's not working, then already you have to start to be chayshish. You know, you're doing a mark, you have 24 months, but we're not going to say that, and we're going to say you're going to have to go ahead and you're going to have to go ahead and be chishis. Now, after, there's a discussion amongst the Paiskim, let's say later as a Syrian. Is she like us or not? C-section. It wasn't a Vermis Parkin because it came out, they took it out. So, if Nisna Kirel is coming to Mani, he's Machmer. He says that you don't have Din Musalakas, because Musalakas is only Misad Avram. What? The Shevelim and others say that no, it's the Mitzias of the Vlad coming out, whatever it is, the Rechem getting rid of the child, whether even if it's Hapol, and they say that would yes, because you would yes, consider Musalakas, and you'd have it in Chodeshan is Machmer Shevelim and Mekel. I think the Minigas we make a walk in Musalakas, the writer. It's not Senegay, because while they're nursing Bedakla, they're not going to see. Once you start seeing, we're going to be Machmer now, therefore, Bedakla is not Senegay. Now, after the 24 months, the Beis Yosef brings down three different opinions. Do you go back to Yevesis or not? After the 24 months. What's the Yisrael Shaila? The Yisrael Shaila is that now you're not Musalakas anymore. So now do you go back to your old periods? Or do you go back to your old periods anymore? Because you pass the Zman of Musalakas, and therefore you should go back to your old, you should go back to your old schedule or not. So,
wasn't
accurate? Wait, say no, because Mubaris Menek is not going to accurate at all. If you had a vest kavua, right? Yes, the Mubaris Menek is going to have a vest that's ter pamachas. Why say vest? You mean the race? The same gedei achrenim, which wants to say that the only time you go back is if you see mamish. I say oina. I say vest. The Torah brings down 2 more shitas. 1 shita holds that as soon as you pass 24 months. You have to go back to your vestas. Come then, I saw Misalekas. There's another sheet that says that till I go ahead and see, I don't have to be chayshish, not going to my vestas. Once I start seeing, I have to be chayshish. And there's a third opinion, which say that I have to be chayshish only if I see like a snapback to that vest, I have to be chayshish. But if I don't have to get back to snap back to the vest, I do not have to be chayshish. Now, how are we paskin? How are we paskins that after 24 months, as soon as you go back, you chayshish right away. And she has a vest v'shchayish, you pass 2 years, you chayshish v'shchayish right away. That's the psak of the mechaber, that right away you got to be chayshish for v'shchayish right away. The shach is the Bible, the Torah B'Shem Ramban says that you have to see one time. Until you see one time, we're not going to be chayshish for it. It's a little bothered by why invested our abundant shalom l'halka, what's the reason why the mechaber is going to be machwa. So Alech HaMais is not so negeya, because the Nevi came along and said that which we say, the Mberes Menekes, is not going to, that you have to go back to old vestas, that's dafka, is the vest kavua. A vest, any kavua, you don't have to go back to. So with that call, any later vest, any kavua, you oik everything, and you're starting all over, you're starting a fresh slate, therefore it's not going to be negev. The only place negev, if it says the vest kavua, you know, which is pretty rare, and therefore be soid b'daka won't be nageya. Just two more shaylas b'negeya vestis, which we've been checking out there. We've been discussing on and off. One is b'negeya, we should just put together Pilgrim's Last Day, the halachas of pills. Now that we saw the sugyas, the lady who's on pills, in terms of what's going to be the halachas of her, the halachas of her, halachas of her vestis. So, a couple of different scenarios, a couple of different situations where pills are negeya. So there's one.
We asked the woman, so I kind of had one month. She hasn't seen, like, fading, not fading.
What? I say? What? What happened? Okay, so it was other bills. So there's one mitzvah that the halacha is that. Is that my radio on or something?
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's Rebbe's phone.
I think so.
Radio on the phone?
Fine. There's one halacha that. Okay, so let's start with this. A lady's on pills, they go off the pills, and normally you see after the pills, you can see between. It says on the packing, you see between 2 to 5 days. She's doing a pill to schedule her, and I go off now. I'm going to see it in 2 to 5 days. What's going to be halacha in those days? So based on what we learned, what would you be magdar that? What's the sugya we're in? What? It's kavua. I think it's it to be in a couple of days.
Within the 2 days,
what I say?
It's happened to her before?
No. The mistake is when you take the pills, let's say, to schedule yourself, you go off. It says 2 to 3 years later. There's a couple-day range where a person's going to be seeing.
Even beyond
seeing yet. Right? Yeah, for 3 days, it's okay. Even though the yesterday Miriam would say, like, whatever, you're in your danger zone, don't stay away. But that's some pick it up. The package is, right, 2 days. I don't think you have to be chushish beforehand. Once you get to those days, so what should be the halacha?
Which days?
Oh, 2 to 5 days.
The 2 to 5 days.
Oh.
What I say? It's what?
We don't know if she's
What I say? Because it's more like guaranteed to come. This is a gerim which is causing you to see. I have a good. I saw last month, and like past performance, past performance is not a proof to the future, and therefore that's the mevucho. Over here, Shad is like the mitzvah is that you're holding like the vest, right? You pushed it off. I was supposed to come 3 weeks ago, and I stopped the gerim, and the blood's got coming. The question is, what point it's coming to go away? So I just give it two approaches. Some just say aser is like a vest. What are we going to call this? Vest agoyrim. Achiva shum, maybe. Not going to be vest kvitzis. It's not much vest agoyrim. It's like achiva shum. Achiva shum. Achiva shum. This is something which is goyrim. You have a gvaidei goyrim. A playoff of that. And those are mach. What? We have a consistent pattern. Here it comes in 2 to 5 days. I don't really know exactly.
So what's the other?
Maybe next month, the first month. Now we have to do. I don't have any past performance, so the mitzvahs most ladies are going to see soon. So what's going to be the halacha in that case? So there, so now how much in rush we are in? Okay, so the kids are. Some just say stay away. This is like your bad day. We know the dam's coming, and it's like chivashumazai. You do a good, which is why you can make it see. Therefore, you have to go ahead and be Polish. Some say. It's like this. So the person is very responsible, and the person knows for sure it's not coming, and they do a bedika. Yeah. Otherwise, your mom is playing with fire, saying, sometimes you don't get the bias neither child, so that's going, Bdika? I said, you don't get the bidiyava child. But...
Maybe she's not going to get it.
Maybe not, I'm saying, but you're definitely, like, you're in a, you know... You always stick your hand into the fire, also, right? You know there's a fire every 2 or 5 days, right? And just, like, you might not see it. You stick your hand in? What?
What about the next month? What about the next month?
Hand him that.
Saying. What about the next month?
What?
What about the next?
Sorry, month? No, speak out down nowadays. Okay.
What about?
They said. Can't try me now. Like my wife used to be. They take you with a pitchfork and stick you in.
Rabbi, what about the next month?
I'm like so great.
What about the next month?
Okay, right. Well,
what about the next month?
I'm not so comfortable with something on the kinuah, because right, because you know you're seeing now. Saying. If your mom is 1,000% convinced, I hear. But like,
next month you have to be
like, if you pass the days, and if you pass the days, then nothing happens. Whoever says on the pamphlet,
What about the next month?
Okay, let's go to the next one. Fine. If look at the pamphlet, see what the range is. And those days, be careful. Once you pass the range, you're mutter. If you pass the range, then has happened sometimes that the ladies didn't see. The exact science I can describe to, but I've had it. And therefore, no, you don't say it's once you missed it, you missed it. If you want to pass the days.
So what's up, you say? Someone pulls up beforehand.
What I say?
Those 2 to 5 days.
Usher? Right. If you're very convinced it's not coming, you want to do bedika, you make go. She knows. She's in touch with her body, and she does a bedika right beforehand. Like, Mama tried before, and we see that's clear. So then, fine, right there. The next month. Who's about the next month? I have too many things I've discussed. What about the next month? So now you saw based on the pills. The question is, what's going to be the next month? As I saw this month based on the pills, what's going to be the next month? Let's discuss next month. She's on pills. Let's discuss when she's going off pills. Let's say she's on pills. So in terms of when a lady goes on pills, you saw the Chuvus Red Vaz. Which one? She's still on pills. Yeah. Oh, she's on pills. We discussed the first couple of months, and yeah, the next 3 months she's on pills. So, but yeah, a lady was on pills, so we just, you know, discussed in the past. Chuvus Red Vaz had a bech, you know, had it was a little bit hard, but Chuvus Red Vaz says that unless a lady is mostly 3 times to see that the pills work for her, then you do not, then start to Chesh Revestis until you have a proven, if it works 3 times, we'll say, what does she like? She's like, Mosulakis. Mosulakis, Mubaris, Menakis, do not do Chesh Revestis. Until you have it 3 times, you do not have to go ahead and be Chesh. You do not.
Every pill is going to be different, meaning some pills you go off, some pills you stay on, some like.
It could be a different type of pills, you have to prove different things. So that's definitely the choice. So Vaz, you know, most of the Heintiger places can definitely go with that. I mean, the Chorikib Shute, you know, in the Vaz, the pills nowadays from the Vaz days are a zillion times better. Yeah, he mentioned that there. But in there's he was talking about a case where it was like the Lochopo, some of an extreme case. The mice and the mice, since our pills are a million times better. And Kipshutai, they don't see. Now, it is very normal to see when you're going pills like right away, maybe 2 weeks later, until the body gets used to it and it's messed up with the. And you see a very, very heavy period. That's a very normal thing. Spotting, you do not spot on the pills, Kyle. You spot on the pills maybe much later on, your breakthrough bleeding, if you're taking a lot of months in a row, you're linking it, so eventually it stops coming effective. Okay, fine. If the lady takes it properly, that she takes it at the same time every day, which I got, you have to be very yuckish to take pills. You have to take it the same time every day. Even a couple of minutes could throw you off, and you're going to have issues. So if you're not... If your wife is not yakish, so then don't go with the pills because it's not going to work. I mean, the Nova Ring would work. The Nova Ring would work, but remember to take it out. And it doesn't work. And it doesn't work while you're nursing. I mean, that doesn't work. It's not recommended while you're nursing the first couple months. Nova Ring. Back upon him. If our pills last 1 time's better, and this is very stuck. It's not to hear that once you pass those 2 weeks, you know, and you're past that, that you can say that's considered misolakis and kipshute. There's more can to be made. Now, Benigaya, let's say you're still on the pill now. What's going to be with the next month? So, Viter, if you're on the pill again in the next month, so then, like we just said, Kipshuta Yimusulakas until you go off. Because when you're on the pill, Yimusulakas, therefore you not have to go ahead and be Cheshish. Let's say you go off the pill. This this month I saw on the pole. Next month I went off the pole. So now there are two shayos now in terms of what. Do I have to discuss? Do I have to chesh for the last month? Or that is considered a vest which had a goyim. I don't have to chesh for it. Shayah number two is that we chesh for the period I saw before I went on the pills. I went on the pills for every reason. I saw. I say Yud Zayin. I go on the pill now for 8 months. I was never going to get Yud Zayin because I was taking pills. Huh?
You're a different
what I say?
It's like
Zman. Sander, the Barakla, if you see your Zayin and then you go on the pills, is that the 8 months? I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, forget it. Nothing, don't worry about it. Agapanim. Well, that's not good. The previous period you had, you had to go out and be cautious for it. Because I'm never Oikri, I'm Selekis.
Yeah,
but
you're a different.
What do I say? So those are the two shaylas. So, Benegeya, Kipshuta, Benegeya, the last month's Riyah, which I saw on the pills, what type of Riyah is that?
It's like
a pig. It's like you have a goyim, which is causing you to see it. So therefore, next month I'm not going to have that goyim, saying Kipshuta, we know what it came from, I didn't have to be chayshish for it. Oh, you know, Beininess, you definitely, yes, have to be chayshish, because you're starting all over again. Right, she saw it, boom, now I have to post. I'm starting all over again. Therefore, stand up to see 30 days. If I only be in, she definitely would. Yes, I have to. Whenever you go to post, you had a period, you have to post. Now I'm done. Finished. Next month, you have to be chesh 30 days from this period because I'll sign a bainis because stand up to see 30 days. You know, I don't have a yamachidish or a flogger, but I'll sign a bainis, have to go out and be chesh. But in Gaya, the old original Vestas, that's just going to be a challenge. Do you say you're like Mubaris Menakas? And therefore we say you're all totally musulakas, or it's not as musulakas as Mubaris Menakas.
It's not the 90 B'hud, only a best
kavod. Right. Or you say it's not as musulakas, you're not as musulakas as that, and therefore maybe you would have to go in and be chayshish. There also comes to, I think, you can be mako, and be magdaret that, you can make mako, and look as Mubaris Menakas, and you would not have to be chayshish for the best Sheni Kavua, which was before. And one last halach in Vestas, Menegeya, we're touching this. This is what I'm the most important halach. Not the most important halach, every halach is important, but when is the Yom of Vest? So, right, the lady starts seeing and staining, and then she gets a little bit heavier, and then it gets stronger. When is the Yom of Vest? This is the shahat that comes up every single month when you see, because Dekal at least starts slowly, get heavier, and boom, and see it much stronger. Now, for those of you remember, Kip Tzarek Sifn and Dalet says that Ksamim don't have a din, and Ksamim is from Vest. A kesem is not considered a vest. The lady sees ksamim, that would not be considered a yom vest, and ksamim don't have a din yom vest, and you don't have to be chayshish for it. Eid bedika, those of you remember, we saw vikuach that Eid bedika passed. Why is ksamim not a shem vest? Because ksamim is only the abundant, it's me'amma, it's the abundant, if it's be chayshish for it. Eid bedika, you have to be chayshish for a vest. The lashon mechaber was. Ain't some of best. Eila Bavik la metamil choshu chus miris chol davar. Eila Bavik is a real chol davar, full-fledged real. The pasuk of reading of the Machaber is that Eila Bedika is a real chol davar and has the din of a vest. And anytime you see a Bedika on Eila Bedika, you're going to have to be choshish. If a lady sees Eila Bedika on during Zainakim or Eila Bedika, whenever you see, it has the din of a vest. As the never real lichel dover, that's the pasuk in Mechaber. We saw sheleib b'dan beishleim and something that the Rambam like this. That as we say, that which Mechaber says. I mean, pasuk in Mechaber, pasuk just says one time vest and mezuzah. That's the pasuk in Mechaber. Sheleib b'dan from the beishleim wants to say that which we say edi bedika as the din of a vest. That dafka if it's going to be three times, then we're going to say ed bedika you have to be chayshish for a din of a vest. Mashen if you just saw one time. One would not have to be chushed for it to be considered a din of a vest. And till you muchzik to see on a bedikas on that day, one does not have to be chushed for it, being that's not a full-fledged flow. You do not have to go ahead and be chushed for it.
Why?
Well, I say it because it's not a normal way of seeing. A vest is normally a lot. Kesem is a little bit. Or Dorbanan. Abedika, you know what we're saying, is the Isa, but unless we see, till it's muxik to be like that, Then, so they're different about the midrashim. I mean, best midrash of Nissan, best midrash of say, well, Mechaber. Mechaber says that they betika yatruka shvert, and each time it shayla leigam as meikol. Berakot is against meikol. It says unless you say three times, you do not have to be chesh. For once you say three times, you do chesh. Now we'll get to all the variations in a second. So now, you know, this could be one of the most negative halachas, because if you go learn, let's say you learn kipshutai, the din of the abedikas have a din of a vest. So lady sees 29. Next month, she does a bedika, she's on the bedika again, 2 months in a row. So now I have 329s, and that'll be considered a vest kavua, right? It'll be considered a vest kavua.
She has to be accurate
to a bedika? Yeah, I'm a vest kavua to accurate to a bedika. A vest kavua is accurate to a bedika. Wait a second. Give me a second. Now, since... let's go back a second. So I'm going to give the common cases we got. Lady starts stating, gets a little heavier, and then it gets a little heavier. So starts stating in the day, gets heavier at night. So Mechaber says Ksom is an accident of vest. But the Mechaber says an accident of vest, that's if you just see a Kesem. A Kesem which turned into a Riyah, the Mechaber did not speak about. Maybe that word has to be considered a vest. What's the story to Mechalik? So Moshe wants to say the upside is that a Kesem alone is not a vest because you can see so much. But if I started seeing slowly and it got heavier, so when did the vest start? It started at the beginning. It's a giveaway start from the beginning. And Moshe says in Tshuva that even if the Kesem did not answer you, so Pachas make a grace before Shkia. And after Shkia, you start getting a little bit heavier. And it flowed straight into the Etzem Ria. It's like Moshe that would be considered, the vest would be from the day, not from the night, because that was the Hascholos Ria. Well, 5 days not. 5 days would be the next day, because I was an Aser. I was Mutter. It was less than a grace. The 5 days not. What you're saying is Moshe's a fascinating thing. Good trivia question. A mutter, 5 days don't count, but it's a vest. It's like a fascinating question, Moshe's saying.
Worked it with the apps.
The post guide said, the Asher from Zaman, so there's another of two. I mean, it's really come up with the Gemara and Daf and Vav. There's like maybe it's Rashi or Ban over there. They want to say that Ksom is not considered a vest until you have the full flow, the heavy flow, and that's not considered a Ria, and the Ksom would not be considered a vest, and only when you have the full flow, that will be considered a vest. What's the minigai? It's so definitely they go buster. It's not a Kulo Chumra, it's just different. It's not a Kulo Chumra, it's just a different way of figuring things out. Basically, it's so definitely go that it goes when it gets the heavier flow, and in America, it's Yesh V'Yesh. I'm saying some are taught that they right away as soon as you start seeing, some are taught later, mama's just split.
What's considered a
heavy flow? Emailing not us, yeah. Emailing said, so one of my days at a prayer, she knows what a prayer is like. I mean, it breaks down, the pass is snapping, and when you're coming also, when you're getting to the point where you're coming also because of that. Fine. So now, Benigia, so let's chaz one more time. Kesem alone is not a vest. Kesem flowing into Ria, Moshe is the vest. First guy saw that the vest would be later on. A bedikah of the machlekes, whether it's one time or three times. Now, there are a lot of places. What? Put the flow into it. It's going. Not that you took a kesem and saw 2 days later. It's like flowing into it. You're starting to see. Did it end? It blows up. Now, this is the one last very important, very, very important akuda. So let's say we put them together. Let's say we put them together. You saw day 29. Fine. The next month, you saw Bedika day 29, and the flow came on day 30. What do you do then? This is a very Shvar Shaila. You saw day 29 one month. Next month, I did Bedika day 29, it came out a little bit red. Got heavy day 30. Wait, did we take day 29? So this is where it gets a little bit complicated. What? I saw day 29. Day 29, day Bedika was red. Day 30 is when the flow happened. This could come out very often. If you learn, if you're in the world of the Mechaber, or let's say the Pashto Mechaber, that one time, like Rav Nosson and Rav Yashvig, the one time Eid Bedika is considered a Yom HaVest, then 29 for sure is considered a vest anyhow. And now we can say, maybe, now we can start clearing, do I have to also do Machaber 30 or not? You know, we start clearing, but Mestaveh, Mestaveh not. Mestaveh just go 29. If you're going like the Mekilim, which I think most of the Rabbanim are Makel, and the only question you have to three times. So then, what happens over here? I saw 29, I saw 30. Are we going to say that, or Simcha Chabad says that we're going to say that it's not considered, what's the Olam this? That a vest is a period, is a flow. A Bedika is not considered a flow. I see it happens three times, I see a pattern. But over here, when I did a Bedika and a vest, when it's Mestave, I'm going to see, right? Chazal Chesh, I'm going to see this month. And I saw this month, so it's very Mestave to say in that situation that tells me that the Ikri is 29, and the Schatzari is 29. Now I'm getting blank yeah. stairs.
We
have a reason to suspect. We have a suspicion, right? We saw 29. We're reading the same thing next time, 29. So the halachah is one or three times. The halachah is one or three times. I see a random bedika during the Yom HaVas. I do a random bedika. Bedika is not chastashish, I do. Or I do a bedika during Yom HaZayin. I see, is that a vest or no? That's not really a vest. It's less than muchzik get three times, not to be chastashish for it. Yeah. But over here, where I'm sure day 29, and now we have reason to think I'm saying again day 29, I see a bedika, and shortly afterwards I flow into it, it's Mr. Stavavera say that is the vest, and therefore you have to be choishish there. So, you mean Aram Moshe, even now in the world of Aram Moshe, that is over here, something I'm going to see today, and I saw it today, so I said, there's going to be a vest today, then I have to be choishish, and the chaim is that shaz in that situation that you're gonna have to be machmer and count 20. Therefore, it's very shy to get a vest kavua if her bedikas don't go through. So they're both vests and not both vests. If you flow into it shortly, passage do not be chayshir both. If there's gonna be a break in between, you do 29. Then you see day 31. That's just for a shayla. Saying then it's very shaket sad to be machmer for both. It's your own investment, you saw Misarachad, you didn't flow into it there, the TSLAV. It should not be so common. It could happen, like maybe she has a Mac and just won't go to Bedeka because anyhow I'm waiting and then that's why it gets complicated, right? Yeah, that's already on later on your penis, like, or on a Yom HaVas. It comes out bloody. You think maybe she has a Mac, so. But that's just going on around the first second, maybe she's seeing 20 minutes. So sometimes I wait a day or two to see what's going on. And then she's in day 31, and you know that's where it could be. Okay.